Contemporary art is not created in a vacuum, and all of the local, national, and global issues that affect our daily lives also affect our perceptions and how we view the world. It's that inspiration which artists use as their canvas to showcase their emotions about the world around them. Curator Hayaloha Johnston knows about what it takes to make art happen, and she is currently here to talk about the Arts of Hawaii at the Honolulu Museum of Art, a new exhibit that opens up today and is going to be there through September. Tell us a little bit more, Hayaloha. Welcome to the conversation. And how are these artists being chosen for this 61st exhibition?
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
The Artists of Hawaii exhibition that opens to the public tomorrow, July 2nd, was actually a juried process that included the museum director, Stefan Yost, the deputy director, Allison Wong, and the curator of contemporary art, my colleague, Jade Jensen. And the artists, I think 249 artists submitted applications, and from that they selected not necessarily artworks, specific works, but artists who they thought were making important comments through their work and whose work they thought could work well together.
So now these were all people who were residents. The artists are all residents of the islands.
That's right. So this exhibition, I think there have been 61 Artists of Hawaii exhibitions, and this show, like the others, features work from Hawaii, produced by artists who are living in Hawaii.
So now what's unique about some of the themes of some of these artists? One of them, I think, a few months ago we had on the show, Allison Best. And you can see, if you go to the website of the Honolulu Museum of Art, you can see what looks like a gorgeous sunset, but that's not what it is.
That's right. So Allison is one of the artists featured in this exhibition. And when you look at her photographs, you think you're seeing a beautiful sunset until you look at one of the photographs in the show, which includes what appears to be two sunsets. And you start to question what it is you're really looking at. And they are, in fact, oil tankers out on the horizon line, out on the water, delivering oil to Oahu. And she's playing on kind of the familiar images that have defined Hawaii, such as the sunset, the beautiful sunset on the ocean.
Yeah, when you see two, you know something's going on. So this is very contemporary art, but also it's reflecting some of the things that people experience right here in the islands, maybe in a way that is different than people might expect.
That's right. That's right. I think that all of these artists are interpreting the contemporary experience, and they're playing with some of the historical tropes, such as Allison, you know, playing with these ideas of the romantic sunset that we think we might be looking at, but in fact we're looking at oil tankers. And another artist, there's another photographer in the show, Elisa Chang, whose photographs of Waikiki are not the posed and lovely photographs that we're all used to seeing dispersed about Waikiki, but instead she's taken almost awkward moments that people have had there on the beach.
Now that's something I want to see, because I think a lot of us have had awkward moments on the beach.
I mean, in a couple of instances, she's photographing people taking their own pictures, so taking selfies on the beach, and she's looking at how tourists interact, and it's a very different perspective of Waikiki than the one that we see promoted.
Well, and I think a lot of folks, a lot of local people try and avoid Waikiki just because they don't want to be amongst all of the touristy kind of crowd, or it's not even the people. I think it's just knowing that that's not the real Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting to see that an artist went there and said, let's capture what really happens.
That's right.
People taking selfies. Doesn't matter where you come from. Doesn't matter if you speak English or not. Everybody's been taking the selfie. So these are some of the artists that'll be at the exhibition. Is there a theme going on for all the different art that has been selected from the jury?
There's not one particular theme, but there are a couple of different themes that come through. One of the themes that comes across is this concept of the narrative. You know, we talked about Allison's work. You know, she's kind of considering the narrative of Hawaii as the beautiful paradise, and she's deconstructing that. And then there's an artist collective. So the exhibition consists of seven artists and one artist collective. And the collective is a group of printmakers. And they are interested in creating these, they're prints that are actually created manually, but construct what looks like a pixelated image. And the viewer is compelled to try and piece together these pixels and create a story there. And they kind of interrogate our need to create a narrative when we look at art. Another artist, whose name is Myla Iwata, she creates these really fantastic sculptures. They're ceramic sculptures. And then she photographs them and creates this little context, but she doesn't give you all the information. And so you're left trying to piece together the story that involves these figures and then the photographs behind them. There's also a lot of wordplay that's going on. Miley's work, for example, one of the figures is a young man who has stepped in gum, and his name is called, the title of the piece is called Some Gum Guy. And it plays on Hawaii's Asian diaspora that, of course, has been a part of our ethnic milieu for generations now.
Well, and there's a lot of different ways that I think the art is reaching out to the people who are looking at it, to the rest of us, but also sharing a little bit of the contemporary experience that the artists are having. They're telling us something, and it sounds like if you are willing to listen, you're going to get some really interesting information from the perspective that these artists have.
That's right. And a lot of the works interject humor, wordplay, as we've talked about, you know, the deconstructing stories and narratives. There's a lot of interesting things to see in this exhibition.
Now, you're the first curator that the Honolulu Museum of Art has for art of Hawaii.
That's right. Yeah, so in the lifespan of the museum, they've never had anybody up until January of this year that was devoted to the Arts of Hawaii collection.
So what does that entail for you?
Well, for me, it means looking at Hawaii's relationship with the world through its visual culture. And the collection includes works from 1700s up until present time.
So really all of the art that spans that entire time frame, which is, you know, several hundred years, that's all under your purview.
It is. And actually, my purview goes up until 1970. And then the contemporary art curator, Jay Jensen, who curated the Artists of Hawaii exhibition, kind of takes over at that point.
And to culminate this exhibition, there's going to be a time when people get to hear from you. Maybe towards the end of it, towards September, you're going to be there to give just a lecture about what your experience and what other artists' experience have been looking at contemporary art.
That's right. Situating Hawaii within the global experience through art.
So if you don't have a chance to see it until September, you can get more explanation at that time. You're going to help the rest of us, the art naive, of which I include myself, to understand really the genesis of where this art is coming from and what it's speaking to every one of us about. So thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing about the festival that's starting now.
Thank you so much for having me.
To learn more about the exhibition at the Honolulu Museum of Arts of Hawaii series, see selections from the artists, and hear more from Healoha Johnston, check out our website at hpr2.org.